Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things
you
were on us. A holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread and down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an
awesome ruler, Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
are the living word. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries presents more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. And you know, First Lady ain't too far from it. Amen. Praise God. And you know, it is Monday night, which means we are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, headed up by my brother in Christ, the Holy Apostle Eldon A. Curry. He will be coming forth later on in our broadcast, bringing forth a word from the Lord. Glory to God on tonight. For now, let's get this Holy Ghost party started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we want to simply ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. Lord, we are above all thankful for everything that you've done for us, Lord. We know, Lord, that without you, hallelujah, a lot of things, amen, would
this
not
call
be
is
possible.
Being recorded.
We know, Lord, that without you, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, we would not be here tonight. We know, Lord, that we are predestined to conform to the image of Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your predestination. We thank you, Lord, for you being present in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for you leading us every step of the way. We thank you, Lord, for you guiding us and molding us and shaping us, Lord. Lord, we just want to glorify your name. We just want to magnify you on tonight. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy, any work that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. We bind it, rebuke it, and we cast it away in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we want you to know we love you. We want you to know that we appreciate you. Lord, we want you to know we magnify you. Lord, we lift your name up high and holy on tonight simply because you're worthy to be praised. Lord, we just thank you. We just magnify you. There's no God like you, none beside you, and never will there be. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody who has tuned in. This is, hallelujah, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries presents More Than an Hour of Power, and it is Monday night featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. My brother in Christ, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, will be coming forth later on in our broadcast to deliver a dynamic word from the Lord, as he always does. Hallelujah. Right now, I want to open up with our opening scripture on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that opening scripture, praise God, is going to come from Psalms 100. Praise God. Y'all know that's my favorite, Psalms 100. I like to open up with that. It reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Praise God. Real quick, I want you to look at verse number 2. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. Serve the Lord, hallelujah, with gladness. What is the writer saying when he says serve the Lord? Because a lot of times, praise God, hallelujah, amen, when they say serve the Lord, you thinking about what you do in church on Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You thinking about being on the usher board or being in the choir, maybe giving the word, being on the deacon board, picking up the offering. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you think about. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When you think about, hallelujah, amen, serving the Lord. But you serve the Lord in more ways than just on Sunday morning, Saturday morning, you 7 days, whatever they call them, praise God, hallelujah, or Friday evening to the Jewish people, glory to God, hallelujah, whatever day, hallelujah, you have set aside to worship God, to go to the building, praise God, hallelujah. That's not serving God. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, when you serve God, the Bible says it like this. Jesus said that the time has come and has come in, which means it's coming and it's already here, meaning the time is now. That the Father seeks those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Now the truth of the matter is, you can worship him. This is the way the Lord gave it to me, see if you can catch it. The truth of the matter is, you can worship him in the building when the Spirit moves. Glory to God when the organ playing, hallelujah, and the choir singing, and your pastor get the humming, and God saying, I'm going to bring you out of blessing. Yeah. And you get to talk about how your enemies going to be your footstool. Oh, and you get to shout. You get to preaching. You get to running up and down the aisle. You get to magnifying the Lord. And as soon as church let out, you arguing over parking spots. Glory to God, as soon as church let out, hallelujah, you cutting people off and flipping them off in traffic. Glory to God, hallelujah, as soon as you get home, hallelujah, you can't wait to start that argument up that ended Sunday morning. Hallelujah, praise God. The argument was over, but you can't wait to get home to start it back up because you like confusion. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can't wait to get to work Monday morning so you can start some mess. Hallelujah, with old girl, because she's been eyeballing you for the past 2 weeks. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, when you serve God, you got to be his representative 24 hours a day. Serve, hallelujah, and prize, praise God. Amen. The idea, amen, to do something for him. Praise God, hallelujah. See, a lot of times we got it twisted. Yeah, God here to do stuff for us. But the main goal is we're here to do something for him. But we want God to do something for us, but we won't do nothing for him. Well, what you talking about? I paid my tithes. I paid my offering. I'm on the usher board. Glory to God. I paid my dues and that. Glory to God. That's what you're doing in the building on Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What about the rest of the week? What about the rest of the day? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen, you saw your brother was thirsty, you saw your brother was hungry, you saw your brother was homeless, you saw your brother, amen, was in prison, and you did nothing to help him. Hallelujah, amen. When you didn't help him, you didn't help me. That's how you serve the Lord. You serve the Lord by helping his people. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. A lot of these ministries that be on TV, glory to God. I went to these ministries, and they taking in all this money. Glory to God, hallelujah. Millions of dollars every Sunday. But what is the ministry doing with the money? Is the ministry helping anybody? Or are they just helping the preachers? Glory to God, hallelujah. If I'm going to give to a ministry, I want to see the ministry giving to the people. Glory to God, hallelujah. 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 So you say you're serving the Lord, but are you glad to be doing what you're doing? Praise God, hallelujah. Well, I go out there and I help people, but are you glad about it? The Bible says, blessed is a cheerful giver. Are you happy, amen, to give in the name of the Lord? Jesus said it like this, if you give somebody a glass of water in my name, glory to God, hallelujah. A glass of water, amen, you will be carried high in the kingdom of heaven for a glass of water in his name. Glory to God. Why wouldn't you want to serve the Lord more? Why wouldn't you want to give from your heart more? Hallelujah. Why wouldn't you want to give to people more? Why would you want to see people on a lower level than you? Hallelujah. Does it excite you or make you happy or give you some kind of self-esteem boost? Praise God, to be on a higher level than somebody else. Glory to God, why wouldn't you help them come up like you came up? Praise God, why would you suffice in seeing them starving and hungry and homeless? Hallelujah, while you laid up in a twisted bed with a full stomach. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So you got to serve the Lord with gladness. And it's more than just come before in his presence with singing. Hallelujah, amen. That goes to your attitude. Praise God, amen. The whole thing is about your attitude. If you got the wrong attitude, God ain't about to bless you. Hallelujah, praise God. He ain't about to bless you, amen, and you ain't happy to be serving the Lord. You're not serving the Lord with gladness. You serving him out of obligation. You serving him because the preacher got you scared. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You should be serving him because he's God. Hallelujah. You should be serving him just because he is. Glory to God, I am. Hallelujah. Y'all is catching. I say y'all should be serving him just because he is, I am. Hallelujah. You should be glad to do it. Trying to die on the cross some 2,000 years ago for you. Praise God. So you should be having joy in your heart. Glory to God to do anything that God, hallelujah, asks you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of the Lord on tonight. If you just tuned in, you tuned in just in time. Bringing forth the word of God on tonight, hallelujah, is the man of God, representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah, amen. Better believe the West Coast is in the house all the way from Los Angeles, California. I am talking about none other than my brother in Christ, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Elvin A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and give God praise on tonight. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. God is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he is awesome.
Yes, hallelujah.
No matter where you are right now, come on and lift those hands and give God the praise. Come on and clap those hands and give God the glory. Come on and open your mouth, amen, and give him the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let everything that has breath, amen, praise the Lord. Let everything that's breathing, come on here, somebody, praise his holy name. Come on and give God the glory tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He's good no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance we may be in. God is still worthy to be praised. Do anybody agree with me tonight that God is worthy to be praised? Come on and bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let your circumstance, don't let your situation dictate to you the praise that you give to your God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
David said, I was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Or his seed begging for bread. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so let me tell you something, no matter what it look like, God is going to supply our every need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Let me just put a little icing on the cake. Amen. While the cake is in the oven. Don't you know there ain't nobody mad but the devil?
Amen.
I'm going to let that soak in for a minute. I'm going to let that marinate. I want you to let that marinate for a minute. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody. And you know why he mad? Because he ain't got no victory. Come on here, somebody. He mad because he can't win. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He mad because he can't win. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Father.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I was born to win. Come on, I was born to win. Come on and give God a praise. Stick a praise right there.
Glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I put a praise.
Glory, hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, amen. This line here is the hotline. Come on here, somebody. I call it the hotline because it's the hotline to heaven. Come on here, somebody. And when it's the hotline to heaven, God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
we
is.
Once
yes,
were
is.
Dead in trespasses and sin, but that's why I say I ain't dead no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I ain't dead no more. Yes, Lord.
Hey! My praise let you know that I ain't dead. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My praise let the enemy know I'm alive. My praise let my God know that I'm alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God, we thank God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Pray for the apostle tonight, because I got to deliver something heavy to you. I don't know if you're going to shout or if you're going to run around in circles, but whatever you do, amen, make sure that God get all the glory out this thing, because we all about him getting the glory. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Give your honor to God on tonight. Amen. Give your honor to my dear brother. Amen. From another mother. Amen. We still looking into that thing, though. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, my
Amen.
Brother.
Amen. The Prince of Preachers. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And to his wife tonight. Amen. Give your honor to her as well. Amen. To my beautiful queen and wife, glory to God. Hallelujah. And to my wonderful children that I have, that God has blessed me with. Amen. And to all of my fellowship that's online tonight, I shout out each and every one of you. I love y'all. Amen. Glory to God. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Glory to God. If you online tonight, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Glory to God. You can't stop it. Amen. You can't hinder it. Glory to God. Amen. I love you, and amen. God says, amen, that ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Amen. Glory to God. We praise God on tonight. Amen. There's a lot of things we need to cover, child of God, on tonight. Amen. We're going to go to a very familiar passage of scripture, but we're going to look at it from a different angle on tonight. Amen. How many know that we are in a holy war? We are in a holy war. And the holy war is not what we think. I know we've been saying it's going to be in the Middle East, but now the holy war is going to break out right here in America. Watch, see what I tell you, glory to God. Amen. I'm speaking by the Spirit of God right now. Amen. God is showing me that the next holy war, the war that is going to be the war of all wars, is going to happen here in America. Amen. But when it hit America, it's going to hit nationwide. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Yeah.
I know we think that the holy war is good versus evil, and it is, but you got to know who good and who evil. Come on here, somebody. If you don't know who good and who evil, you're going to be tricked by the scheme of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. By the deception. Because the enemy got a cold deception up. Are y'all still with me tonight? I want you to know something, child of God, that this holy war is a racial war. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yeah.
I know we heard that color don't matter. Yeah, it do matter. And you finna find out how much it matter. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The reason why we so hated and we don't even know it, and the cold part is that our enemy know who he is, but we don't. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want to accept the fact that we are the real Jews.
Come on.
Well, somebody might say, well, do it really matter if we're a Jew or not? Yeah, it do. But it's the only place other than the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing that Yahshua said, if you identify yourself as and you are not, that is called blasphemy.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
He said, don't blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, but don't blaspheme by saying that you're a Jew and you are not. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
While,
glory,
while
glory,
we are sitting here debating over doctrine, while we sitting here debating on who the best preacher, who the best singer, who the best prophet, God is saying you can have all that, but if you don't have love, you still don't have nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, it profit me nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We arguing over stuff that don't mean nothing. Come on here, somebody. At the end of the night, amen, we supposed to be able to come together in the name of our Lord and magnify him and draw souls into the kingdom. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God is saying, if we got him in us, then what is the controversy? Come on here, somebody. If we have the same spirit, and if we serve the same Lord, and we decree and declare there's one baptism, one faith, then where is the disagreement at? Hallelujah. Where is the confusion at? Where do the argument come in at? Unless we start looking at our glory instead of God's glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. But God said we need to keep the main thing, the main thing. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, keep the main thing, the main thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And
the main thing
is that God gets what? All the glory. And he gets lifted up. Come on here, somebody. Because that's the only way we're going to draw anybody. Come on here, somebody. But now, let me share with you where the debate will come in with this holy war. Come on here, somebody. The holy war is going to come in when the real identity of the enemy is found out, hallelujah, and the true identity of God's people is revealed. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. We got to stop fooling ourselves. We've been deceived by church. We've been deceived by politics. Come on here, somebody. We've been deceived by school. Come on here, somebody. All these things have been an organization to deceive us and trick us concerning who we are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many know that God is getting ready to set the record straight? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Now, all this has been through the design of Esau and Jacob. Come on here, somebody. Once we can truly understand something concerning Esau and Jacob, then maybe God can help our understanding. Come on here, somebody. Say, Lord, help my understanding tonight.
Help my understanding tonight.
Now let's go first. We're going to start in Genesis chapter 25. I know we have been here before, but we're going back here again. Glory to God, that God want me to come back to the well again, so because we're dealing with the holy war. Can I tell you something? Beloved, I want you to really pray about this thing. We've been trying to get a people to like us that is not in their nature to like us.
Come on.
Let me say that again. We've been trying to get a people to like us that is not in their nature to like us.
Mm-hmm.
We are dealing with people that are not human. I know that's a lot to let sink in, but I want you to let it sink in. Because if they were human, they would not do us the way they do us. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Can I talk to y'all tonight?
Yeah.
Y'all should be able to handle a little meat, glory to God. Y'all should be able to handle a lot of meat, glory to God. As old as some of you is tonight, Amen. Y'all should still be on milk. Glory to God. I know the fellowship ain't on milk, but I'm saying tonight we need to eat what God has designed for us to eat. We can digest this. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, if you was in church and you was all rooted and grounded, I would expect there to be some problems, but you being on the line for a minute, somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory,
okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 25, beginning at verse 21. And it says, thank you, Father. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Let the entrance of your word give his light to us tonight, Lord. We thank you. Help us to understand the identity of who we are and who the enemy is, God. Lord, help us so that we can embrace the truth, Lord. Hallelujah. The truth, Lord, because only the truth can set us free. We give you praise and glory tonight, and we bless your holy name. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray, Lord, bind the hand of the enemy. Rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you, Father. Let your truth, Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be able, God, to overshadow anything that the enemy may be trying to do. We thank you that we only hear the voice of the good shepherd, and we give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord. In other words, he went into prayer. For his wife, he became an intercessor. Because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Now, notice that the two nations came out of a barren womb. So God opened her womb up so she can bring forth two different manner of people. And the two different manner of people are fighting in the womb to come out. So this fight has been since the womb. Come on here, somebody. How many know that all nations originated in Africa? Come on here, somebody. And they begin out of the black race. Hallelujah. I don't know if you can hear me on tonight, but God is saying tonight that we need to embrace the fact that we are the father and mother of all nations. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
How many of you tonight can embrace the fact that God has made us the father and mother of all nations?
Yes, Lord.
Do you know why a lot of nations are not blessed? Because they're not blessing their father and mother. See, if you don't bless your father and your mother, then you become what? Cursed. And God is saying we have to put everything in what is proper order. Okay, this holy war, it's going to break out soon. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
How many know that everything that the Lord has spoken to me has come to pass? How many will bless the Lord if you can identify with that?
Amen.
And this word here will be no different. Watch what I tell you in the Holy Ghost. There's going to be a racial war. But God has anointed us to win the war who have not sold their soul out to the devil.
Come on.
You know that the enemy ain't satisfied that he can control everything. And he wants everything because he wants to be God. Come on, this is the thing. He wants to be God.
Yeah,
but how many know that can't nobody be God but God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
It didn't work in heaven, and it ain't going to work now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. So ain't.
The reason why he got everything chipped and the reason why he got everything vaccinated because he wanted to try to control and be in charge of everything. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that ain't nobody like our God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is going to show himself mighty on our behalf. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the Bible says, and Rebecca, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. Come on here, somebody. And so the womb is a tight place. Come on here, somebody. It ain't that much room in the womb. Oh, you better take what the Holy Ghost is saying. So they had to be with each other in the womb. And God had to show that there's a struggle in the, so the struggle has been ever since the womb. Come on here, somebody. So the dislike just didn't start yesterday. Come on here, somebody. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, if I'm all right, then why am I thus? She said, if everything is okay, why do I feel fighting and chaos in my womb? Come on here, somebody. If I'm all right, then why on the inside I don't feel all right?
Come on.
Why? Because I got another nature of a manner of people on the inside of me. I got something good and something evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And she went to inquire of the Lord. So she went into her prayer closet and went, got to ask the Lord questions. And the Lord said unto her, two nations, two races of people are in thy womb. You know, Rebecca represents Africa. And Isaac represents the promise. Whew. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
So you got the promise, and then you got the motherland, which represents the womb. And the European, Esau, the Caucasian, has been fighting the fact that he came out of the same womb that we did. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And he refuses to give honor to his mother and his father. But because he has dishonored us ever since he brought us here, God said, now I'm getting ready to show up. You know, all of this is about because he want to control our free will. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God didn't just give us a will. He gave us a free will. The will is connected to the spirit, but the free will is connected to the soul. Come on here, somebody. So he's not just satisfied with wanting to know what we're doing on the outside, where we're going to and fro, amen, what we're watching, what we're listening to. He want to know what's inside. inside of us that make us kick. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. He want to control.
Man.
He want to know your every thought. He want to know your every desire. He wants to know what makes you kick. I got some good news, and I got some bad news. Well, let me start with the bad news first. The bad news is that when she fell for the vaccine, the vaccine has a chip in it that can monitor what you think. It can control you. When I was looking up some of the things had, you know, I was like, wow. But this let bear witness with the fact that he want to be God. So the Lord told me in prayer, he said, let those who have taken the vaccine know that if they have taken the vaccine, that they've sold away their birthright to the enemy. How is that, Apostle? Well, the birthright has to do with something that you were born into to inherit. It has to do with the birthing of the right to inherit something. So you came in an heir through the birthright. Because you were birthed in. But then, if you gave in to the New World Order of things, because rest assured, beloved, it's going to come down to this. It's going to come down to the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
And you got to know that the Lord says, for those of us who did not take the vaccine, God says, I got you covered. I got you covered. Come on here, somebody. We got to understand, beloved, that when wickedness get into the nature of a person, you can't make that person do right. It's not in them. And the reason why we have gotten what we've gotten here in America is because we've been looking for something good to come out of something bad. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I really want us to think about this thing tonight and accept the honest truth about what God is trying to say to us. Let me use the fig tree as an example. When Yahshua saw the fig tree, and it didn't produce no fruit for it. It didn't produce no figs. What did he do to the fig tree? What did he do to the fig tree when it didn't produce what he needed? He cursed it. But where did he curse it from? He cursed it from the root. He spoke the curse to the root, and the manifestation happened in the morning. Peter said, Master, the fig tree which thou cursed has withered up and died. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I think we lost him. Give us a second to get him back. Bless the name of the Lord. I think there
you go.
Are y'all there? There you go. Yeah, we got you. We got you.
I'm saying pray for me tonight because the enemy is mad, glory to God. But how many know that all of heaven and all of the saints of God are glad? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. Come on here, somebody. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. Now, in my Bible, the one is italicized. Italicized means that it was added in, that it was not in the original language that the Bible was written in. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
It says, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people. How many know that that's us? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to get it in your spirit who you are tonight. You are stronger. You are the stronger people. But how many know that when something has been taken out of its element, out of its environment, and put into another environment, that you can weaken? It's just like a fish. A fish is strong where? In the water. But if you take the fish out of the water, he's not going to survive long. Come on here, somebody. How many know that us being here has been very toxic for us? Come on here, somebody. Can I talk to you tonight? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The devil knows who you are. But do you know who you are? Come on here, somebody. I'm not talking about as a prophet. I'm not talking about as a preacher. I'm not talking about as a teacher. I'm not talking about as an evangelist. I'm not talking about as an apostle. But do you know who you are in the kingdom? We need to take an evaluation. Don't get caught up in the titles. Come on here, somebody. And I give reverence and honor to titles when God put them on us. But God is saying, before I ever gave you a title, amen, I blessed you, amen, with the strength of who you are on the inside. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And how many know, child of God, that before we were anything, we were Jews. Come on here, somebody. If you are of African descent, you are a Jew. Let me put that in the atmosphere again. If you are of African descent, you are a Jew. And you are God's chosen people. And being a Jew is your birthright. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he says, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. The elder.
Wow.
The elder. And they're the younger.
Amen.
But we have been missing because we haven't been taught who we are.
Yeah.
We've been taught all this time we're a Gentile. We just, I be thankful to you that you got engrafted in. Glory to God. We the Jews were first. But they didn't tell us that we are the original Jews.
Mm.
Maybe somebody didn't tell them. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Because we've been blinded by a white, blue-eyed Jesus who is not our Savior. Come on here, somebody.
Nope.
But the problem with that is that if I see him as white, then I see my slave master as my Savior because they what? The same color. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And I'm thinking, God don't like me because I've never been told that he liked me. Amen. So you know, I've been told that I was bad from birth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Nobody ever told me that I had the nature of God living on the inside of me. Nobody ever told me that black was holy. Amen. Nobody ever told me that black was good. Nobody ever told me that black is the symbol of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Nobody ever told me that.
Come on.
Nope. And so if I've been taught to hate myself, then it's not gonna be no problem for me to go out there and do something bad, because I already feel like I'm bad anyhow, because I've been told that, amen, that I got a black skin on me that make me bad. Come on here, somebody. I've been told that white is good all my life, and I've been told that white is what we supposed to strive for, but in reality, white is all bad. Come on here, somebody. White sugar will kill you. Hallelujah. White flour ain't good for you. Matter of fact, anything that's white is designed to kill your cells. Come on here.
Yes, Lord.
But we got to get delivered from the lies. And I'm going to tell you, the holy war going to come when you find out that you are the nature and symbol of God Almighty himself. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The holy war going to start when you find out that you've been lied to about everything.
Wow.
From people you trust in, from the government to the church to the school to your pastor. Come on here, somebody. Even to your pastor. Come on here, somebody. All you pastors that knew the truth and you didn't tell it, I pray God get you real good. Glory to God. Lying to the people inside the church.
Wow.
Glory to God. And they coming out being twisted. They coming out doing things. They ain't got no business. They ain't got nobody telling them the truth.
Come on.
But God says it's time now for the truth to be known. Because there's going to be a war, and the thing is, whose side are you going to be on? Whose side are you going to be on? Because what you might think is good might be bad. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
And what you think is bad might be good. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better have the Holy Ghost in this hour. You better have the Spirit of God to discern what is God. Come on here, somebody.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The devil ain't going to come to you with no peace talk. He going to come to you in a nice three-piece suit. He going to come a whisper sweet nothing in your ears. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You better be able to recognize hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm on it.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't believe the lies. Don't believe the tricks of the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
In verse 25, it says, and the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. Look how the European always put himself first. And the first came out red. How many know that red is the color of negative energy? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
If you don't believe what I'm telling you, look it up. The color of negative energy is red. What color do the Caucasian people turn when they get mad?
Red.
Amen. Because that's that negative energy coming out. That's their true nature coming out. Why is it funny that we don't turn red? Come on here, somebody. Why? Because it's not in us to turn red. Come on here, somebody. That's not our nature.
Yep.
And God is saying, pay attention to everything. And the first came out red. Not black, but red. All over like a hairy garment. Who is more hairier than them? Come on here, somebody. But they go back to their cave days. They go back to them coming out of the cave. And they called his name Esau. Esau means red man. Esau is the father of the Europeans. Esau is the father of the Caucasians. And he's the father of the Gentiles. Do they know this? Yes, they know it. But we don't know. Because we haven't studied deep enough to find out what's written. Thank you, Father. Don't you know that this Bible is coded? If you can't decipher and decode the Bible, then everything will go past you. You'll read it and you won't even recognize what you read. Why? Because you haven't decoded this book. They coded it. Just so we wouldn't be able to see certain things out of it. Come on here, somebody. Verse 26. And after that came his brother out. And his hand took hold of Esau's heel. Beloved, can I tell you something tonight? We need to reverse what we're reading here tonight for the reason that whatever the enemy is saying, you got to reverse it to get the truth out of it. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible said we got to rightly divide this thing. Because how it's divided right now, it's not coming out right. Come on here, somebody. It says, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. Jacob means trickster, means liar, it means deceiver. Come on here, somebody. That's why God had to wrestle with his person until his person became right. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because God couldn't let him go through life tricking and lying and deceiving people. Come on here, somebody. And Isaac was 80 years old when she buried him. Now this is an error here because the Bible said Isaac, but it should be Rebecca. Come on here, somebody. Because Isaac can't give birth to nothing in the natural. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still with me tonight? That's why the Bible says we got to rightly what divide this word. So we can get an understanding so the Spirit of God can move and show us who is really good and who is really evil. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't be tricked by the enemy.
Neighbor, don't be tricked by the enemy.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Let's take about 5 seconds to give God a praise right now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hey,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You got to know what's good and you got to know what's evil. Come on here, somebody. You got to be able to discern. But if the Holy Ghost don't take you behind these pages, because God is saying when you can decipher the code, then the enemy can no longer mess with your mind. Many of us is messed up because we still got a Gentile mentality. Come on here. God help me tonight. We messed up because we need to ask God to come in and help us with our stinking thinking, because somebody dropped a load off in our mind, and we need to drop that load off and get the load that God has for us. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
somebody,
Lord.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Lord.
We're trying to tell people who they are, and we don't even know who we is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We trusted in the wrong thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God's going to help us tonight. Verse 27, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. What do the European love to do, y'all, more than anything in the world? Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Let me tell you what he loved to do more than anything in the world. He loved to hunt. He ain't satisfied unless he's hunting something. What is he hunting right now, me and you? Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. He's always hunting because he's a hunter. He's a killer. He's a killer by nature. I know y'all ain't quiet on the line tonight. The fruit speaks for itself. He's a killer by nature.
Amen.
He can't sleep unless he hunting. He can't rest unless he hunting. The only way he can get some peace is if he done hunted something down and killed it. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Why do you think the Bible says that Nimrod was a mighty hunter? I looked up Nimrod. Do you know that Nimrod, he was European? And Esau was a cunning hunter. In other words, he was a smart hunter. He knew how to hunt. That was his specialty. A man of the field. He loved the field. And Jacob was a plain man. In other words, he was a man of the plain, dwelling in tents. Now, let me tell you what happened, beloved. Jacob got put in through the Hebrews. Because remember, the Hebrews are the ones that sold the secret to the Europeans about Kemet. Kemet was represented by Ham in the Bible. After the Bible says that Ham saw Noah naked, Ham was never mentioned again. Come on here, somebody. Ham is where all of the African Americans came from.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing to get me, y'all. When the Lord first called Abram, he didn't have no Ham to his last name. Abram means high and exalted father. Come on here, somebody. Abram was just a father. But he didn't have a nation yet.
Yes.
Stay with me. The minute that God put Ham to his name, he became what? The father of a multitude. He became the father of nations. but it took Ham to make him that. So Ham actually did get exalted because he got exalted because he made Abram a father of many nations. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all seeing that tonight?
Amen.
So Abram without Ham is nothing. Come on here, somebody. Just like they can't be nothing without us. Come on here, somebody. They need us. Why? Because the blessing is upon us. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, I'm going somewhere tonight. I'm going somewhere tonight. Now, know that the Bible said, I will bless them that bless you. So God says the reason why they haven't been getting blessed is because they ain't been blessing you. They've been cursing you. So now all the curses that they have brought up on, trying to bring up on you, has came back up on them. Come on here, somebody. Because he said, I will curse them that curse you. God, I wish somebody to get happy in the Holy Ghost. God is saying the curses because they broke them up on their own self. Come on
here,
somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It didn't come from us cursing them, it came from them cursing themselves by trying to curse us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm getting ready to close with this. So I asked God. And the Lord revealed something to me about the birthright and the blessing. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Man.
Notice how the trick of Jacob was to get the birthright from Esau. Lord have mercy, this thing is so twisted. Listen. Jacob knew that the blessing was with the birthright. The birthright has to do with who came out first. It's the right you have through birth, being the first born.
Wow.
And so when he recognized that Esau didn't know what he had, Jacob moved in for the kill. Oh! Please stay with me, and I promise we're going to wrap it up after this, but I want somebody to give God a great big shout. Jacob knew Esau didn't know what he had. So he tricked him through the pottage, through the soup, to give him something that was more valuable than what he knew that it was. Come on here, somebody. What are you saying, Apostle? Esau done struck again. But this time, I want you to flip the script. He knew the value of our birthright and tricked us through his pottage. Come on here, somebody. Because we bought into the lie that he sold us. Because we thought we could have more wealth through buying into what he was selling us through taking the vaccine, because we want to obey the laws of the land. But what do you do when the laws of the land go against the laws of God? Come on here, somebody.
you don't obey him.
That's right, prophetess. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You got to know whose side you on. You got to know when God is speaking and when man is speaking. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Lord. He never told us to obey their law, his law.
We have never thought that our blackness was going to do anything for us. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know that your blackness is your blessing? And God said, because you didn't sell your birthright, I'm going to bless you with more than you've ever had in your life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the holy war is going to reveal the true nature of us. Come on here, somebody. See, the nature of the European and the Caucasian has always been wicked. Come on here, somebody. But we were made and turned wicked by being in this country. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Now, I want to read something right quick, and then we're going to wrap it up. It says, and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat his venison. But Rachel loved Jacob. Come on here, somebody. The promise loved Esau. But the mother, Africa, loved Jacob. And Jacob sawed pottage, made some pottage. And Esau came from the field. He had came from hunting. And he was faint. He was about to fall out. How many know it's not good when your belly is your God? Come on here, somebody.
Man.
This is when Jacob sought a kill for Esau. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage. What color?
Red.
Red. And what is red?
Negative energy.
It's the color for negative energy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For I am faint. Therefore, was his name called Edom. Edom is when they look so red, they're about to faint. Come on here, somebody. But Edom and Esau are related. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
And Jacob says, sell me this day thy birthright.
Wow.
If you're about to die and you ain't got no faith in your birthright, sell it to me. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? How many know that the blessing can't come without the birthright?
Amen. Amen.
That's why the enemy is after our birthright, because he know that without the birthright, you can't get no blessings.
Wow.
So we're saying being black don't mean nothing. Oh, what good is it me being black? Oh, this ain't never brought me nothing. But God is saying, I made you black for a reason. Yes, Lord. I'll say that tonight. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, I made you black because I'm black. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I made you black to create you in the image of me. Come on here, somebody. And in my likeness. Come on here, somebody. Oh, it done got quiet on the set. But how many of you know that we need to give God praise tonight for making us black? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Don't you know that white is leprosy? If God had created us white, that we'd been leopard down. Come on here, somebody. Leprosy all over the place. Come on here, somebody. Why do you think they hate us so much? Because they wish they could be us. But how many of you know that God controls everything?
Yes, Lord. Yes, he do.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, your black skin is a blessing. Come on here, somebody.
Your black skin is a blessing.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Watch what the Holy War do.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm praying tonight that God would give you such a spirit of discernment that nothing or no one would be able to fool you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord, I
know. That you won't be tricked by the color. You won't be tricked by the skin, because a lot of us as blacks have already sold out our birthright to the enemy. So I'm not fooled by color. I go by the spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so look at verse 32. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of death, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then, 34, then Jacob gave Esau bread and portage of lentils. Come on here, somebody. He sold out for the food, for the meat. Come on here, somebody. So you got to be careful who meat you eat. You got to be careful who plate you eat from. Come on here, somebody. Every plate ain't a good plate. But you better make sure that you hold on to your birthright by all means. Come on here, somebody. It says, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Come on here, somebody. He didn't want it no how. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody, say, I want my birthright. And say, neighbor, ain't a devil in hell going to take mine from me.
Not a devil in hell going to take none from me. Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The Holy War is about to hit y'all. And who we think is holy might not be holy at all. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, hold on to your holy faith and don't let him go. Somebody praise God for your birthright tonight.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Why? Why? Because the blessing is coming behind the birthright. See, you are blessed because you didn't let go of your birthright. See, the blessing comes through obedience. And because of our obedience, God is saying, don't worry about nothing because I got you covered. Hallelujah. Because your obedience has brought you into the blessing of your birthright. Ooh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, some didn't wait on God. They sold their birthright because they wanted the quick way out. See, they wanted to get a quick way. But God said, no, wait on me because I got you. Amen. Because you held on to your birthright and you continued to praise me and you did not fall for the trick of the enemy. I'm getting ready to bless you like never before, said the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close it with this. The Lord said, they're going to try to fight, but they're not going to be able to stand against you. Come on here, somebody. God said, they're going to come in one way and flee seven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said they're going to come in one way and flee seven. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, how many of you are ready for the holy war? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Come on, give God a shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is still moving. Amen. Come on in here and get some of this.
Amen. Amen. Are you ready for the war? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The holy war. Hallelujah. Amen. It's inevitable. Glory to God. It is written. It's coming. Hallelujah. Amen. You better be prayed up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And let me tell you something. Like the man of God said, you can't believe, hallelujah, what the preacher is saying in the church. Don't you know one of the first people to lie to us was the preacher? What is you talking about, Elder? Don't you know, amen, they picked out one of the Negroes, one of the slaves. They gave him a Bible and said, I want you to teach them this verse. If a man don't work, he don't eat. I don't want you to teach him nothing else around it. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to give you authority over them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you go to your church today, what you think that pastor up there teaching you? Hallelujah. What the white man that gave him the 501c3 will allow him to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to tell them this so we can keep them under control. Glory to God. Why you think they was giving out vaccines at the churches? Praise God, hallelujah. Because they working together. Praise God, hallelujah. There's no separation between church and state. If there was a separation between church and state, the church would be paying taxes. Glory to God, hallelujah. But the church don't pay taxes. Why? Because there's no separation.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Wow, come on, Elder.
Glory to God. They're getting grants.
Come on, Elder.
Yeah.
They're getting grants. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And
They're
easy to get. And you don't got to pay them back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the money keeps flowing. Glory to God. How you know, Elder? Because I didn't research it. I was going to get a 501c3 till I found out the restrictions. Glory to God.
Now.
Hallelujah. That's some restrictions on that stuff. There's some things
praise
you can't
God.
Do.
Hallelujah.
You get to keep all the money you make. Glory to God. You heard what I said.
Hallelujah.
All the money you make. Not the money you collect. Glory to God. All the money you make. Every time it comes through, you get to buy yourself. Hallelujah. You can write it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there's a connection. So you can't trust the religious organization. Praise God. And they all filtered through the Catholic Church. Glory to God. They all filtered through the Vatican. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. These are the facts. Praise God, hallelujah. Hey, I was looking at a video the other day. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, about a couple months ago, hallelujah, it was a white woman explaining that the only DNA found was a black woman. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. And the black DNA gene that was found in these bones is in every person in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you look at some old pictures, you might see some black Japanese. Hallelujah. You ain't never went into the corner store and seen an Arab that looked like you with white hair. Glory to God with straight hair. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we everywhere. You can't escape us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Mexican, praise God. Amen. When you look up that word and find out where it came from, those were the Africans who were in America. Glory to God at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
They named them Mexicans. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To separate themselves, hallelujah, from us. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But you can't run from what you are. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. We thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen. Praise God, amen, that, you know, we are indigenous to every continent, every land on this planet. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. And we thank God, amen, for that knowledge, because knowledge is power. Praise God. Knowledge is power. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to know that you've been lied to about your identity. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to know who you are, because when you know who you are, then you can do what you can do under the authority that God has given you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the only reason you won't do it is because you don't know you have the authority. Hallelujah. You don't know God, hallelujah, has anointed and appointed you. Praise God, because you've been lied to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But this is the truth, praise God, and we thank God for it. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody called in and tuned in. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for the man of God on tonight. We want to thank you for the word that you gave him on tonight, Lord. Let the knowledge, hallelujah, be power on tonight, Lord. For you said, hallelujah, that your people perish for the lack of the knowledge. So we thank you for the knowledge on tonight. Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On tonight. Hallelujah. We thank the man of God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in on tonight. Praise God, that wasn't watching the game. Praise God. Somebody got online just to tell me, don't you know the game on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you know the phone line is on? Praise God, hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank God tonight for the word. We thank God, amen, that God is good. We thank God that we're on his side. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God that we on his side. Don't you know when the wall breaks out, as long as you on his side, you ain't got to worry about it. He's a shelter in the time of a storm. He's a fortified ship. Glory to God, hallelujah. He is your protector. Hallelujah. He will keep you from all hurt, harm, or danger. The Bible says thousands will fall around. Hallelujah. But you will still be standing. Glory to God, because you are on his side. Praise God on tonight. We thank God that we are on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't that what side you want to be on tonight? The Lord's side?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
We thank God, amen, that we are on his side. We thank God that he's on our side. Oh, glory to God. Thank God he got our back. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God on tonight. We want to open up the line. If anybody has any comments, praise God, a testimony or a prayer request on tonight, amen, the phone line is open. Will there be one? Any testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Glory to God.
I have testimony. But my testimony, I thank God for the truth.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He said the truth. He said the truth to set you free.
Yes, Father.
Jack. He said the truth to set you free. And I thank God for learning the truth. I ran across one of my friends today. She said, "You still go to City of Refuge?" I said, I said, "No." I said, "I'm a Semitic Jew." I said, I go to Apostle Curry Fellowship. And she was like, "You don't go to City of Girl? You went to City of Refuge." I said, "I went to the City of Refuge for years, but God moved me somewhere else."
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I said, "I'm getting the truth now." At first, I wasn't getting the truth, but I know the truth now.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I was saying the truth set you free. So once you get the truth about who you are and know who you are and get the truth, I mean the true word. Everybody say the word, but everybody don't know. They can't get revelation of that word. But they can read it, but they can't get the revelation of it.
And I
was telling the apostles the other day, I pray every day, God, I pray for understanding. I pray for his wisdom. I pray for revelation. And I pray for him to teach me the word, his word. Because if you can't be taught, it doesn't teach it to you. And I said, God, open up my mind, get open to receive this word and give me understanding what I'm reading. Because he said, no, get in, get understanding. A lot of people read the word, but they don't get the understanding of the word. So Apostle was talking about what's his name? Apostle?
Who you kept my prophet?
What was you talking about the name? What's his name? I can't remember his name. Is it Naaman?
Naaman.
I was reading about him. You know, he was an evil man.
He was so
evil. He married his own mom. A lot of people don't know.
You talking about Nimrod?
Nimrod.
Nimrod.
He was so evil. I was reading about him. He married his own mama.
Wow.
Now, how low do you go? You marry your own mama?
But, you know, that's how the Europeans do.
Yeah, they marry their own kin. That's what I'm going to tell you. They believe in that nadir twa. They believe in going with each other. They believe in all that mess. And that's what they do. My dad used to tell me years ago they sleep with their own dog. And my dad told me he's seen it. I was like, are you seen it? He said, yes. He said, the women will go out and get them big old dogs, and they will go to bed with them. My dad used to tell me that. I was like, wow. So that's what I was reading about. He was a very evil, conniving man. Yeah, but I thank God for that word tonight, Apostle. That word was awesome. It's always awesome. And I thank God for it, because you teach us so much, and I just thank God that he gives us so much understanding, and he teach you to break it down. That's what I like. Some people just read it, they don't break it down, but you break that word down, a baby can understand it. Your kids can understand it. That's how good you break it down. That's because God give you that, to break it down to us. And I just thank you, God, for you and us, for First Lady Tiana, and I thank God for Elder and his First Lady, his wife. I thank God for y'all, because this, without this prayer line, sometimes I be on here and I just listen in, because sometimes the enemy was trying to attack my body, but I just thank God that God healed my body and I was able to get on, because sometimes I have to mute it because I'm either coughing or, you know, I'm not feeling well. But I know that's tricking the enemy, but God heals my body, and I just thank God for healing, for his healing power. And yes, I thank God for you and Apostle, y'all keeping us in prayer as we keep you guys in prayer. I love y'all both. I love you, Apostle, First Lady Tiana. I love Elder and his First Lady. I thank God for y'all, and be blessed. Keep doing what God called y'all to do, because y'all are doing an awesome job. And I mean, we learned. If there ain't nobody else getting none, I'm showing up. I'm getting the cake, the ice cream, and the sirloin, and everything else to go with it. And I just thank God for you guys, and be blessed. I love you guys, and keep me and my family in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Sister Jackie. Bless you. Amen. We keep you in prayer as well, Sister Jackie. Amen. And we thank God for you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She on every night, y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if she don't make it, she'll try to find where the recording is somewhere. Glory to God.
Amen.
So we thank God for her on tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else with a testimony or prayer request on tonight? Glory to God.
We don't want to speak them back on. Oh, God.
Amen. We thank God on tonight.
Elder Andre, I forgot. I got a praise report for y'all. The young man y'all was praying for that had the heart surgery. He at home, and he went to the doctor today, and they told him he's doing good.
Amen. He's doing good.
Everything is good. He's walking 30 minutes a day. He's doing good.
Amen. Did we lose your sister jacket? Let's go. I thought she was still saying something.
What'd you say?
Oh, I thought we had lost you. Okay. Okay. Well, bless the name of the Lord. You say he's walking
He walking 30 minutes a day
Yeah,
now?
He's walking. He walked 30. He walking 30 minutes a day. He back walking. And so he went to the doctor, and they checked his heart. Everything perfect.
Well, bless the name of the
Lord. They gave him a good report. Yep.
Amen. We bless God for
his wife told me
tonight.
To tell y'all. Yes, Lord.
Amen. We thank God for healing on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. His word is so true. When two or more agree on a thing in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Glory to God. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Glory to God. That's why you got to keep praying. We cannot overlook the power of prayer. It still works. Hallelujah. It's been underrated for a long time now. Hallelujah. We didn't do it like we used to back in the 80s and the 90s, glory to God. Hallelujah. But prayer still works, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. The prayers are reaching and working. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. And we want to remind everybody, amen, if you want to make a donation to the ministry, praise God, hallelujah, or, amen, you just want to get more information, hallelujah, on the ministry, you can do so, amen, by reaching the apostle at 562-542-7794. That's for the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can also catch them also here on Blog Talk. Amen. In the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. On their channel. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship for Morning Glory. Hallelujah. With the Holy Apostle, Elder Nate Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite you, amen, to look that up. Praise God. And tune in. Hallelujah, for a word from God every morning from Apostle Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. We have truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for the word that has gone forth. We thank God, hallelujah, for the man of God that brought forth the word of God on tonight. We want to remind you, we'll be back on tomorrow night. Praise God. Same time, same channel. Amen. With a word from the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. So he can give his final announcements and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, Elder. Bless you. Amen.
Bless
everyone,
man of God.
Tonight. Amen. I want everybody to be encouraged on tonight. You know, one other thing too, you know, that they mix with their own kind, amen, so they can get more of a demonic bloodline flow. That's how they get that. Amen. That's why they do that. You know, they will do that to keep the bloodline satanic. They won't let no outside come in. Because when they mix with their own kind, it makes that bloodline more demonic. Amen. And there's some things that are going to come out the closet about Queen Elizabeth. Amen. Who wasn't really a queen. She's a reptilian. Amen. And all the gold that they got, that's our gold. All of that that you see, that belong to us. But because they went in and they took that from Africa, that's why there's a curse on them right now today. Hallelujah. So we do give God praise and thanksgiving and glory. Amen. For our birthright. Amen. And glory to God. Child of God, amen. Prepare yourself for war. But in this war, all we're going to have to do is stand. The Lord said, you stand, I'm going to stand with you. Come on here, somebody. And God go anoint us for this battle. Come on here, somebody. God is going to anoint us for this battle. Amen. The only two things that we're going to have in the last hour, and I'm going to get ready to close with this. There's only two things that we're going to have in this last, when the Holy War do break out officially. two things that we're going to have, prayer and the word. If you don't have a prayer life, and if you don't have the word of God in your heart, you're not going to make it. But if you got those two things, if you got prayer and the word, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Father, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our eyes have seen. Father, we thank you for giving us and showing us the true identity of who we are and who they are, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, God, that we realize that we belong to you. That we are your people, Lord, that are called by your name. Amen. We are the sheep of your pastor, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight for blessing us, for giving us clarity. And we lift your name up on high, Father. We praise your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon on tonight, God. And we thank you for power and authority over the enemy. And we thank you tonight, God. And we give you the praise and the glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout on tonight.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Before I turn it back over to the hands of the elder, I want you to tell somebody tonight, say neighbor.
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 It's a fixed fight. Say, neighbor, it's a fixed fight.
It's a fixed
neighbor,
fight.
It's a big fight.
And it's fixed for me to win. Come on here, somebody. And it's fixed for me to win. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
And it's fixed for me to win.
It's fixed for me to win.
If you believe that, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. It's a fixed
hallelujah.
Fight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's fixed for me to win. Come on here, somebody. So that means I can't lose. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise on tonight. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of our dear, dear elder. Amen. My dear, dear brother. Back in your hands, elder. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God, amen, for the word that has gone forth. We want to remind everybody once again, we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same talent, on behalf of the apostle, his first lady, and mine. We love each and every last one of y'all. And we want to remind everybody to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. I just want to remind you where the presence of God is. Anything can happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
About to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. 'Cause he's in our very midst. You will be his, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is here, anything can happen.
I need you to confess it. In need of a breakthrough. You're listening to this CD. You're driving in your car. And you're waiting on God to do something for you. But you gotta prophesy over your own self. Somebody say breakthrough. Take it up. Breakthrough is happening here.
By yourself, but don't cry, 'cause better days are
The host has ended this call. Goodbye.